the book Hebrews, part 318. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also International Substitute Choir, any of my books which I've written. I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture, which also, if I say the war that is in the Far East, Iran and America and Israel, this book is a must. It's written for the time that we are living in, and this book has been written because it was my doctoral degree, which is about 18 years ago already. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Also our TikTok messages, which is weekly, Monday to Friday. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure active as the 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Hallelujah. Or if you have the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, you must use it. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. How privileged are we just to sit and study the Word. And you know what? Every morning there's something to discover as we study the Word. Father Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh, would break His Word and feed us with the bread of life and the waters of life. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 verse 11. Now it's still continuing with the chastising. It says, now no chastising for the present when it happens, seems to be joyous. It's not a nice thing. Because a lot of times, as I said yesterday and before, chastising sounds like spanking, brutal enforcement, and that it's not always what it is. And it's not always joyous. Now, we are led by the Ruach HaKodesh. We are convinced by the Ruach HaKodesh that leads and teach us in all righteousness and truth. Now, that is joyous. But sometimes the things that we need to do, the things that we must allow in our lives, to us, if we were sinners and we lived a life outside of the grace of Yahushua, when coming in, you find things difficult to resist, to withstand. And that's not joyous. But the word says here, now chastising for the present time seems to be joyous for all us who are part of the bride of Yahushua. It doesn't seem joyous, but grievous. Something to worry about. Nevertheless, afterwards, after a time, why does it say after a time? Because we know partly, and we prophesy partly, and we speak partly. But as we continue in the studies of the revelation word of Yahushua, we grow in the freedom of the speech of the Ruach HaKodesh. We grow in the knowledge every day. The more we study the word, the more we will grow in the spirit and become stronger. It's like anybody that eats. The more you eat, the stronger you get. When you're in hospital, the first thing they want you to do is eat so that you can regain your strength. And I'm so glad that Yahushua has provided for us Father, through Yahushua, the bread of life and the waters of life. Hallelujah. You need strength. You need spiritual strength. You need the bread of life, which is the word, and the waters, the fountain of living waters that will spring up from within into eternity, in everlasting, till the day that we die, or we will be changed from earthly by the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia, at the end of Revelation 3:22. So it's now, chastising is not something that's always nice. But in the present, it doesn't seem joyous. But as it continues, Apostle Paul said, nevertheless, afterwards, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. It brings what? It brings the fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh. Just big fruits like it. Not little fruits like apricots. I'm talking about fruits. And that's what we, and this is the way that the Ruach, Yahweh allows the Ruach HaKodesh to work with us. And Yahushua lead us in His word of righteousness and truth, which He hath paid the price for. Everything is there. It's in the scriptures, in the Bible. All we need to do is study the word. But you know, for so many years, the Bible was not something pleasant to read for a lot of people. They didn't read the Bible because it wasn't pleasant. First of all, they didn't understand the words, the meaning of the words. What is it supposed to say? Because it says one thing, and it sounds if it's contradicting itself. Why? Because most of the time, it's the things that's important, that need to be in capital letters, is in small letters. And that brings the intensity of the scripture to a nothing. We're supposed to be up here, it's down here. Where if a moment is in a capital letter, it goes right up in word value. And immediately when we see it, we understand it. And that's why you will find in all Bibles, English Bibles, Afrikaans Bibles, that the name Satan is written with a capital S. I've started a couple of years ago in my books, when I write any book, new books, is I write the word Satan with a small S, Satan. We don't glorify him. We don't give him no place. He's beaten. He's been beaten on the cross of Calvary. He was declared null and void. He comes as a lion that roars, and but that's just a show of force. We function under anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, and we do not fear. He's not a lion. He comes as a lion. If it was a lion, being from Africa, you will have to fear him. But because he's a demon, he's the father of lies, the Bible says that lion, his tooth has been pulled out on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. More than 2,000 years ago. And today we function in the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. Understanding the word, the revelation word. Understanding how the power of Yahweh, our Father, functioned through Yahushua, our Redeemer, and has become relevant in our lives as Yahfis today. Part of the bride of Yahushua universally. And through the revelation word teachings that we are busy with every morning. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them who are part of the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Are you part of the bride of Yahushua? Are you functioning within the Ruach HaKodesh, in the authority, of power, the anointing? Are you saturated with the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh? enabled to cast out demons, lay our hands on the sick, and know that they will be healed. I praise Yahweh for the power that through the blood of Yahushua He has led us in, where we are co-heirs of everything that Yahushua received. The word says so. We are not beggars. We are part of the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So what does the word say? Peaceable fruit of righteousness. We want to function in the righteousness of Yahushua, the fruits. It is so important, the Ruach HaKodesh fruits. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. You can read it together with chapter 13. Chapter 13 speaks about love, all about love. But chapter 12 and chapter 14 speaks about the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. And the way, in the orderly way, it needs to function. We need to function in the Ruach HaKodesh. If we do not have fruits to present, you know what? We need repentance. The Bible says that Father Yahweh is true and judge. And He says, if we will repent unto Yahushua, and we've been buried in Yahushua, we come to the fullness in Yahushua, then the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, we will be anointed with these fruits, and they will shine out in the world around us. And people will desire to have what we have. And that is living in the revelation word. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we understand the word today. Not because of the education and the degrees and stuff we have. No. But because of the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. The way that Father Yahweh blesses us. In His kingmanship work. If I look around the world, the way people is coming to repentance. That's why now the 2nd of May, we 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have an immersion service, baptism service in Montana, in Pretoria. If you have repent and you want to be immersed in the name of Yahushua, you can contact me at this numbers, the WhatsApp numbers, the easiest. And I will send you a voice note of what you must do, and also the pin code and what is going to happen that day. 3 o'clock, Saturday, the 2nd of May. What a privilege where people is going to be buried in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins. I'm so glad. The Bible says there is joy in heaven for every soul that comes to repentance, and who have been immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins. Thereafter, living in holiness, striving towards perfection, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, keeping our eyes on the goal that is when we die, that is our end goal, dying, living in Yahushua. Hallelujah. The roadmap of our lives. What a privilege. How privileged are we that we can function in the Ruach. He says, and peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them who are part of the bride of Yahushua, which are exercised thereby. Which exercised thereby. It's not just a question of having it. It's no use just to say, I've got the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. You have to exercise in that every day. You have to function in the fruits of the Spirit every day. You have to walk in the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh every day. People must see it and desire it. Let's be in this day the best of fist we can be. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.